We are on the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis. All of our learning should be the Bia Zechus for all those injured, all those going in to fight on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and every single member of Klal Yisrael needs our tefillos right now in our learning. So all the way to the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis. And the Gemara tells a story. Achti the Rabbi Rami Bar Chama habas nesiva of Avia. So there was a sister. Rami Bar Chama was married to Rav Avia. Irkas ksubasa, and they lost the ksuba. In fact, we have a special document called if someone loses their ksuba, it's called a ksuba de irkasa. That's what it's called, a ksuba that got lost. So they lost the ksuba. So Asla coming to Rav Yosef, they came to Rav Yosef's Am Lehu. So he said to them, "Hachi Am Rav Yehuda Am Shmuel Zu Divrei Rav Meir." Ava Chachamim Amrim, Masha Adam Es Ishto Shtayim Shaloshonim Belo Ksuba. So he said to them, "Look, this was Divrei Rav Meir. What do you mean this was Divrei Rav Meir? Look at Rashi. Zu Divrei Rav Meir. The Amr LaEl. He said above on Nun Vav Am Beis Kol Apoches LeBesula V'Masayim Afila B'Tzna V'Atnai Batel." Right, Karila Bilaznus, Mishum Drosam Chadaita, right? What was Rabbi Meir's approach? Rabbi Meir's approach was that if a person, you know, is pochis in the ksuba, so what happens? It makes the woman feel like, yikes, like he doesn't, like he's, you know, waffling on whether he's going to be giving it to me at all. So Rabbi Meir's argument was that even in that moment, when I have, when I was pochis in the ksuba, then the bilas bilasnus. Why? Because she's uncomfortable in the relationship, right? She doesn't feel so confident. So maybe she doesn't have intention to be married, etc. So if that's true in a case where you're simply pochis from the ksuba, there's certainly a case where the ksuba is missing, right? There's no ksuba at all. She's really going to be very, very worried. So that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Look at Rashi continues. But who not? V'hachanami Rabbi Meir. Who the Asr Lishos Ishak Sha Avdar Shtar Ksubasa. Right, so Rashi says, and certainly Rabbi Meir would also agree that a woman, you'd be forbidden to a woman to stay with her husband if she had lost her ksuba. But Filu Isla, the Lo Mifsada Bahaki, the Gabi with Tanai Bez, and Mia Lo Sam Chadaita, the Amra Kitavan Ale, Amra Prasich, Hilkach Bilas Nosi, right? Because maybe she lost it, or maybe she has it, and maybe he's going to claim that that's been paid already. So certainly in this case where she doesn't have a ksuba at all, I mean, it's got lost. She has nothing. So, Rabbi Meir for sure would say she would be forbidden to stay with her husband until they write a new ksuba. Right? But what's being pointed out to them is that Rabbi Yosef says, yeah, but that's only the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Right? Av hachamim omrim, right? Look at Rashi. Av hachamim omrim, the leis lan lemechash mishum mismach daita, the dehava bilas nos. The chacham were not worried about this, right? That the chacham said women can spend 2 to 3 years with her husband without a ksuba, and we're not worried. The question is, how much are you worried about this? You know, fear that she has. So Rabbi Meir says, I'm very worried about it, and the chacham said, we're not so worried about it. So this case where she lost her ksuba, the chacham were not worried. Okay, So point being, don't be so worried that she lost her ksuba, because that was only Rabbi Meir who has that opinion, but the Chachamim don't hold that opinion. So Amar Le'Abaye, V'am Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi says, yeah, but I thought Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Meir, because they rose up, right? So, he said, I don't get it. It sounds like, that we pass on like Rabbi Meir. So I know that's Zudei Rabbi Meir, but Chacham disagree. But if we pass the Rabbi Meir, then there's something to talk about. So he said back to him, "Yihachi zil kasevla." Fine, so write a new ksuba. If that's how you feel, then write one. Look at Rashi, b'gzerosav, right? Rabbi Meir in the gzerosav, b'davar shu machmir al dvar Torah b'iser v'heder aydei gzeros divrei. Rabbi Meir holds that we have to be machmir, on a dvar Torah v'isra v'heter. So then we typically pass the Rabbi Meir. So he said, fine. So then zil kasev lak ksuba achrisay, write her a new ksuba. So ki aser Rav Dimi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua bar Kafra, machlokes b'tchila. Ala besof, le divrei kol, eina mocheles. So we're going to see a machlokas now. about this, about the take a look at Rashi, Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, right? So this Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, the Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Al Pet, Lav Tanahu, Rabbi Yossi, Savar Tanakayim, right? So the what happens when this guy makes this Tanai, right, and says, I'll give you 200, and she says back, Baal Peh, yeah, but you gave me 100 already, right? He says, I gave you 100, and she says, Al Peh, you gave me 50, right? So when that happens, what's the status of the ksuba in that case, right? So we had this question before, and the assumption was that the whole conversation is happening. Most disagree in general. Look at Rashi. Rashi had said that Rabbi Yehuda said Al Peh that Tanah is nothing. Right? If you just say it out loud, it's a zero. And Rabbi Yossi says that if they say it out loud, so that's okay. If they have this back and forth out loud, so that's enough. But that whole conversation, says the Gemara. So now let's go back into the Gemara. So this is Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about whether the Tanah Baal Peh, about how much the ksuba is going to be, or how much was kind of discounted from the ksuba. Right, so Rav Shimon Pazi, Rav Dimi shows up, right? And this is, you've seen before, Rav Dimi, and we're going to see your oven also, Ravin. They show up from like Eretz Yisrael with like, you know, by the way, this is what we said. So that this idea, Rav Shimon, that, Machlokas betchila v'basof l'divrei kol in mochilas. So then what's the machlokas? Machlokas is at the tchila. We're going to see the meaning of machlokas, but what tchila and sof refers to, beginning and end. So presumably the beginning, you know, the original way of reading this idea is that what do you mean tchila and sof? So tchila and sof means the machlokas is if they haven't written the ksuba yet, right? Or they're writing the ksuba right now, right? And she says, and he says, okay, I'm giving you 100, 200, and you're giving me back 100. Or he says, I'm giving you 200, and she says, I'm giving you back 100. And they're making this tanai, basically, that the ksuba is only worth 100 for the ksula, right? So that only works when, betchila, right? When you're first originally writing the ksuba, right? But if it's basof, if they've already gotten married, you know, they've already had tashmish, or they're already, we're going to see, there'd be different definitions. So then, everyone agrees that doesn't work. That's the assumption of what's being told us right now, right? But basof, divrei kol ein mochelas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and Yochanan says, no, bein bezu, machlokas. No, that doesn't matter. Whether it's the tchila, whether it's the basof. And what's bein bezu? So it sounds like, at least at this point, what it means is, whether it's, they just wrote the ksuba, they're just writing the ksuba now, or whether it's later on, they've already written the ksuba, etc., doesn't make a difference. They're arguing even in the sof case, meaning even if they've already written the ksuba, so in that case, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tanai is good, so that's going to continue even in that scenario. Fine. So I'm Rabbi Yevau, l'didim yifar shlimi ned Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yevau says, the truth is me, I had a different explanation of what Rabbi Yochanan said. The Anna of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi lo palginin ahadadi. That me and Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi actually don't disagree, right? My b'tchila, the guy Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. What is this tchila Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi is talking about? Again, we quoted Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi saying something, and we quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying something, right, about this case, right? So he says, by the way, I don't think that we're actually arguing about how to explain this machlokas. Why? Because what's happening? What is what's tachila that Rabbi Shuba Levi was talking about? That's tachila's chuppah, right? That's tachila is the beginning of the chuppah. My sof, right? And what's the sof? What's the end? Sof bia, the end of them having bia the first time. Okay. V'chi kamina ana bein bezu machlokes tachila's chuppah v'sof chuppah. He said, when I said you're talking tachila and sof, these are two very the beginning of the chuppah and the sof bia. When I said machlokes tachila v'sof, I meant whether it's the beginning of the chuppah, end of the chuppah. Right? I'm not talking about the end of bia, right? So I said machlokas tachilas chuppah v'sof chuppah dehi tachilas bia, right? Sof chuppah, which is tachilas bia in the sense that it's before bia is even taking place, but it's the beginning of that process. So ki asa ravin, fine. So he wants to argue, they actually really don't disagree. Fine. Ki asa ravin amar. So when Ravin showed up, he said, so amar b'shua, amar b'shua ben Pazi, amar b'shua ben Levi, b'shua ba kafra, machlokas levasof. Okay, so Ravin's going to tell the story differently. That he holds that he was told in Nim Rishu Ben Levi in Nim Bar Kafra that the machlokas is only at the end, right? Avav Tchila Divrei Kol Mochelas, right? That everyone agrees that if they make this tonight, even Baal Peh, at the beginning of the writing of the Ksuba, that she can be mochel, that she's mochel on the money, and it's totally fine. The machlokas is only what happens later on. If later on, in the sof, whatever the sof is, right, that she's mochel, so one's going to hold it that works, and one holds it's not going to work. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan Amar bein mezu machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says no. We actually disagree with that machlokas whether it works or not. Tonight works baal peh. That's really in both, right? Both in the tchila and in the sof. So fine. So Amar Rabbi Yevoh ledidim mefarshli minei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yevoh says, by the way, I have an explanation from Rabbi Yochanan to Ana Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lo palgin adadi. Again, that me and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi are not arguing. Right, my leva sof to Amr Yishuv and Levi. What is this? The sof that Yishuv and Levi is talking about? Sof chuppah. That's the end of the chuppah. My tchila tchilas chuppah. And what's the tchila tchilas chuppah? V'chikamina ana bein bezu machlokes tchilas bia v'sof bia Amar. Right. So when I said there's a machlokes in either case, I'm talking about bia. That's already way later. Right. But we both agree that when it comes to chuppah, at any point in chuppah that the tonight is going to work. Okay. Amr Rav Papa, he loved the Amr Rabbi Yevoh. So Rav Papa says, if Rabbi Yevoh hadn't said this, the Didim, if actually Minei Rabbi Yochanan, the Anav Yishuv ben Levi, Lo Palginan, Adadi, if he hadn't said that, Hav Amina Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Pligay, right? Dimi V'Ravin, Lo Pligay. So I would have thought, if I hadn't heard this whole pshat, I would think that, really, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi are the ones who argue, but that Rav Dimi and Ravin, again, the ones who are bringing a story about how they understand this machlokas, I would say they're not arguing. My sof deka amar Ravin, sof chuppah, umay tchila deka amar Rav Dimi, tchilas bia. Right? What's the end that Ravin's talking about? That's the end of the chuppah. And what's the tchila that Rav Dimi's talking about? Tchilas bia, which are really the same times, right? It's just a question of semantics. Right? We're really not arguing, right? Just how you're defining the terms. So my kamash malan, so then what are you teaching me? So how kamash malan? The pligi tre amarai at time of the nafshayu, below pligi tre amarai aliba de chadamura. So what's the conclusion? Like, what's the purpose of telling me this whole story? To tell me that it makes more sense to say that two amaraim argue with each other than to say that two amaraim argue about what another amora said. Right? And that when we try to understand what's happening here, we always makes more sense, right? To assume that two amaraim are arguing with each other about a pshat than to assume that everybody's arguing about what the Amoraim said, themselves. Fine. Okay. So now the next Mishnah talks about what happens in terms of, we've always talked, we've talked about this for a long time, that when you have Kiddushin and then Nisuin, there's a long time in between. We're going to talk about 12 months, a certain amount of time for everyone to get themselves ready for the Nisuin, months of the Kiddushin, and what happens in that time in between. So at least start the Mishnah now. So it says the Mishnah as follows: Nosin lebesula shnei masar chodesh mishetava habal lefarnes mishetava habal. We give the besula; she gets 12 months from the time that the husband, the man, says, do you want to get married? Rashi points out, not just want to get married, but he says you want to get married, and he gives her kiddushin, right? So once he gives her kiddushin, and they say they want to get married, so get married for totally. So she gets 12 months. Why lefarnes is atzma? Right, to collect her dowry, to get her money together. Ukashem she knows in the isha, kach knows in the ish. The finance is atzma. Just so we give that to a woman, we give those 12 months to the man. The finance is atzma. Ula amana shloshim yom. And for the money, you give her 30 days. Why only 30 days? Because she's already had time. When she got married the first time to get herself together financially. Okay, he gives man below nisu. What happens if the time comes, the 12 months are up, and they didn't yet do nisuin? So what happens? Ochlos mishalova, ochlos betruma. So we've seen this idea before also, right? So during that, if the time's up and she had kiddushin ready, but she hasn't yet had nisuin, but the time has arrived for them to have nisuin. So what happens? So she eats from him, and she also gets to start. She also gets to eat truma, right? She gets to eat both. Right? She eats truma if he's a kohen, right? And she's the Yisraelis. So Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Nosin la hakol truma. Rabbi Tarfon says that all of her mezonos can come from truma at that point. Rabbi Kiva Omer, mechza chulin u mechza truma. Then no, if she's a Yisraelis, marrying a kohen, she gets half of her mezonos from chulin, and half of it comes from truma. So maybe we'll stop here, but the mission is going to continue. What about a yabam and a yavam, etc.? So we'll pick that up tomorrow. Okay.